Welcome to Societal Shapers, a podcast by PL Cadilla, the place to get inspired, find your purpose and courage, and get tools to become the next female leader, creating real results and meaningful changes. Welcome to the Societal Shapers podcast. Today, I have a very special lady with me all the way from India. What drew me to interview Pushpa is her unique passion and work. She has been providing scribe services for the blind and students, and especially abled students having challenging health issues for over more than a decade. So a little bit of background about Pushpa. So Pushpa is a professional and a TEDx speaker who's passionate about offering her services to the community and the needy people. She has been providing scribe services for blind and students having challenging health issues for more than a decade. She was one of the jury members for the Women Entrepreneurial event organized by the Reedy Women Entrepreneurs, and she has received the Nari Shakti Puraskar for her outstanding work as a scribe from the President of India. So Pushpa, thank you for being here with us today. We're very excited to have you on this podcast. So tell us a bit more about yourself and your background.
Thank you so much, Priyali, for giving me this good opportunity. And I'm very happy to be here on this podcast today. And very happy morning to everyone. And my name is Pushpa and I'm from India. And I trust my intuition and I follow my heart. And life is short. Everyone has something that they are passionate about them. So I believe in myself. Even if I fail, it doesn't mean that I keep failing continuously. And I still keep trying to reach out that goal. Everything will be a success in believing in myself and herself. That is what the basic thing about myself. And my family consists of four members. I had a wonderful family consisting of my father, mother, and brother. But today I have only my mother and myself. My mother is a very loving and caring person. And she cooks a very delicious food for me every day. And I'm a very enthusiastic girl. And I love to be with people. I'm sort of a people person. And that's how I'm just taking out this about myself.
Okay, so how old are you now, Pushpa?
Okay, right now I'm very young. I'm in somewhere around in 30s plus.
Very young, so very young. So you have a very interesting job. How did you get into it?
See, everything has a history. Everyone has their own endeavors. And it depends on how we take it and how we overcome each situation. And how I had faced that each circumstance that made my endeavors meaningful. So my elementary days when I was a student was not so fruitful. The effect of poverty on children are wider reaching and it led to struggle, especially when I was in a class seventh, a proper finance to pay my fees. It struggles, especially when we talk about our own experiences. It is something different that we tend to know about ourselves. It is like, so as I said, my elementary days when I was a student and I was not able to complete my seventh class properly because due to the finance to pay my fees and I had to seek